Do you think the fact that they have done two is a suggestion that the Joel Matip's injury might be a little bit more serious than first kind of feared slash hoped, or do you think it's maybe an admission, you know, and this is obviously from before the West Ham game, maybe the suddenly they're thinking we'll top four sort of not guaranteed. What do you think sort of jolted them into this sort of change of heart and change of mindset, and also to go from probably zero to suddenly two?
Yeah, well, yeah, a number of factors really. Definitely the injuries that have happened in recent weeks with, you know, Matip. The last I heard was he's going to see a specialist, and Liverpool don't know how long he's going to be out for. It doesn't sound particularly rosy. I just think that with the way the results were for a big chunk of January, that, you know, I think inevitably you start thinking, well, hang on a minute, you know, forget the long term, forget the, you know, the planning in terms of exactly what we wanted to do. Sometimes you just have to react to events, and as you know, things are looking a hell of a lot different now, aren't they, on the back of beating Tottenham and West Ham. But, you know, go back before that, and, you know, that you looked at the table and thought, you know, another bad couple of games and Liverpool could be seventh or eighth or something, and in a real dogfight for Champions League. So yeah, with so much to play for this season, I think it just would have been, you know, a dereliction of duty not to bolster that centre back department. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to seeing how the two of them get on, because, you know, and I think it, you know, I saw obviously there was when they from Paul Merson saying, you know, what on earth are they doing signing a fella who's team shipping goals for fun in the Bundesliga? But, you know, we all know, don't we, that you know, you look at, you know, I remember the, you know, how down people were when Liverpool signed Andy Robertson. You know, what are you doing signing a fella that's been relegated with Hull, Wijnaldum with Newcastle, obviously Shaqiri at Stoke. So yeah, I wouldn't read too much into that, because although they're not, you know, huge names and they're not coming with huge price tags, you know, there's no doubt that Liverpool's recruitment staff have done their homework, and Klopp likes what he sees. I know, certainly in terms of Quebec, Klopp got a ringing endorsement from David Wagner, one of his best pals, who of course managed him at Schalke. So yeah, Liverpool have certainly done their homework, both of them.